Now, the CEO and founder of the NSBC, Mike Anderson, says that they have to make every effort to assist businesses through these tough times. He joins you now to give you some advice on how to manage your small business and keep it afloat. Mike, good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us in conversation.
Yes, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Once again, thank you very much, Baba. Listen, Mike, these are interesting times, and small businesses will certainly be feeling a little bit of pressure here. So what's the first bit of advice you'd give a small business owner who's beginning to feel the pinch because of the COVID-19 outbreak?
Absolutely. You know, I think, first of all, you know, we as business owners, one thing is for certain is that we are extremely resilient. Yes, it is a time to be careful, but it's also a time not to panic and stop shopping locally. It's the time to stand together. And, of course, we do know as a business, the customer is the number one priority. We do know, you know, working from home, self-quarantine, cancelling sporting events, social distancing may help mitigate the coronavirus, but it also threatens to devastate small business. So I think, importantly, what we can do is, you know, stay connected with the customer through this, of course, crisis. And, yes, it will come. It's here and it will stay here. We don't know for how long, but it will eventually disappear.
So then what other methods can be used to, shall we say, entice new customers and also keep the old ones? I know you mentioned keep the communication going, but what more?
Yes, Abs, I think very importantly, first and foremost, we've got to be we've got to communicate transparently with our customers. Everyone is facing this together. So to be open with what your business is going through, customers can empathize with what you're facing as long as you communicate with them, inform them of the steps you're taking to mitigate risk, and even show them the steps you're taking to help the community. Another key point is let customers know what you're doing to prevent the spread of COVID-19. You know, send an email to your customers, post signage in your store to assure them that you're doing everything you can to protect their health when they visit the store. Share any increased cleaning, disinfecting, and hygiene protocols. And, that's also important. And another key area is, you know, the digital presence, social media. Increase your social media presence now. Your customers are already on social media, but these days they are likely to check in much more frequently to get the latest updates on the virus. So whether you're posting about the virus specifically or trying to offer light, positive content to help take people's minds off the panic, it can be helpful to increase your posting frequency to ensure that you're showing up in the news feeds. Here's the time, of course, offer online deals. If your business already has an e-commerce component, remind customers that they can still shop for their favorite items on your website. It might even help to offer a coupon or discount. And yes, importantly, use sanitizing products and make sure people know where to wash their hands. For those customers who do come into your shop or your business, it's important to enforce good hygiene practices and encourage everyone who passes through your doors to follow the practice of extreme cleanliness. And here again, Abs, here's another important point. Focus on serving your customers through digital channels. You may already offer phone and email support to your customers, but now is the time to increase your customer service capability and ensure your customers can reach you no matter where they are. Social media is a good place to start, as you can offer the options by Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, other instant, of course, messaging platforms. And importantly, for those businesses who go out there and meet potential customers in face-to-face presentation meetings, now's the time to shift. You know, there's amazing online digital platforms where you can have virtual meetings because everyone knows this is the crisis. There's nothing nicer and nothing more important than a face-to-face meeting, but possibly that will be limited for a while. But your prospect, you, we all know that is the way it is right now. So, of course, people expect that to happen.
You know, just alluding to what you've just said now, Mike, there's something about these days going into a business where you can see that they are practicing health and safety. They're going that extra mile. It just makes you feel comfortable as a customer to know that the people that I'm working with actually care that we are in a crisis. So they are aware of what's happening.
Yeah, and it's amazing, you know, just over, not even a week ago, me personally, you know, walk around and shake hands and embrace people, and overnight it's just stopped, you know, so everyone realizes that, you know, we've got to keep that distance, we've got to kind of prevent shaking hands, we've got to wash our hands frequently. So everyone around us in the business community, we understand that. But of course, it's not the time to stop shopping. It's the time to be careful, and it's also we've also got to innovate. You know, we unfortunately we had a big roadshow starting this Friday around the country, and of course we had to postpone that, and people understand that, and we're not alone. I mean, many of these big conferences now and exhibitions are being put on hold, and that's just the way it is. But I think what we've got to do is look into our business hard, look into ourselves hard, and try and innovate. What can we do now? What can we offer now, especially at this time, with the resources that we have to, of course, potential customers and our existing customers? You know, that, and I think we've got to remain positive, Abs.
I hear that, Mike. Listen, we are running out of time, Mike, but just before I let you go, perhaps just finishing off the conversation, any parting words to the Cape Talk listeners?
You know, if we keep moving and we never give up, we will always arrive at where we want to be. So be positive, be careful, be happy, and build your business.
Mike, thank you so very much for joining us. A good morning to you once again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Mike Anderson, founder and CEO of the National Small Business Chamber.